Marcus, you are dealing with multiple advisors during your career, different parts of the world, different levels. So what's your experience and how you handle this? I mean, selecting an advisor, choosing the best partner?
Yeah, sure. No, I'm happy to share some insights here. And I mean, there are clearly some hygiene factors which need to be considered as a starting point. Technical excellence and knowledge definitely, obviously, needs to be provided by the advisor. Yeah. And I mean, the value versus cost is an factor. In a big organization, you usually also have procurement involved in all of these decisions. So you need to convince them as well. It is a competitive market. It's not just that we can give the consulting engagements out based on personal preferences. Definitely not. Responsiveness of the teams is important. You know, in a company, I mean, in particular, our organization, we are very lean and quick decision making. So we need to have also an advisor who can mirror this, right? And you want to have somebody with a positive track where you can also have, based on actual experience, trust that you can achieve the goals. But what makes it for me really, I mean, the decisive additional point is that I have somebody who has really the business mindset, who can put himself into my shoes and help me to do my job more effective, more efficient, and be actually part kind of my team. That's what I really like, and that makes the difference at the end. I want an advisor to be close to me, to understand how does our company work, first of all? How are the business models working? What are our issues, the external pressure points, the internal pressure points, and who is proactively providing input, ideas for solutions, make me aware of certain risks, pitfalls I should take care of. That's the ideal situation. A long-standing relationship with a consultant who's basically, the hygiene factors are all there. They have good technical knowledge. We have negotiated global rates in place. We have a track record of good cooperation. But then really bringing the relationship to that stage that we are really acting kind of like a team, and we can really discuss, and he understands where I am at and where I want to go, and we work together. That's really cool.
Yeah. No, that was great. I think that keywords a lot, but team is perhaps the most important one, right? To act like a team. And
I think in my own experience is that the team is a really key word here. And you need your advisors all up to speed with what's happening at the same time. So you can get, as Marcus is saying, that commercial into discussions, so that different people will see different things from slightly different angles. And I think, as you say, if you've worked with a team before, and I come back to the trust word and relationship, because you've got to be able to call if you don't understand it and not feel, I can't ask a question. Equally, if somebody's not comfortable with something somebody's being said, you've got to be able to call it and not feel you can't say it.
I totally agree. And especially when you said about, we have very diversified teams, multicultural, with different backgrounds. And each one of them had something to contribute, and we can learn from each other to create a better solution. I'm really thankful for your time, for your insights. This was a great conversation. Thanks for everyone that are listening to us, and I hope that we can continue with these conversations.